USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Bill Murphy told a House Ag Subcommittee the new five-year standard reinsurance agreement with crop insurance companies
will have no adverse impact on farmers' premium costs. In fact, certain farmers are likely to see a reduced insurance cost with a performance-based discount program resulting from the savings generated by this agreement.
What the renegotiated contract will do, according to Murphy, is prevent participating insurers from receiving exorbitant federal subsidies due to commodity price spikes, and also, for the first time, guarantee a minimum subsidy to those firms and their agents in the event crop prices tank.
The resulting agreement provides a reasonable rate of return to the companies for delivering the program and will achieve $6 billion in savings over the next 10 years.
Subcommittee Chairman Leonard Boswell said farmers need a good crop insurance program and agent to help them manage risk, and expressed concern the new SRA would make that more difficult.
Over $5 billion taken out of the crop insurance program in the 2008 Farm Bill, and now an additional $6 billion removed through this RSA. I ask, is there enough left to ensure farmers have access to affordable coverage while trying to expand the program to crops for which it currently is not a viable option?
Other witnesses at the hearing represented the companies and agents who complained the negotiation was one-sided in favor of USDA and left insurers with little choice but to sign on the dotted line. Appearing on behalf of the American Association of Crop Insurers, Stephen Frerichs recommended that Congress rein in USDA's renegotiation authority.
There's absolutely no latitude in this partnership. Sign and you're in business, at least for the short term. Don't sign, and you're out of business immediately.
National Crop Insurance Services President Bob Parkerson also testified and later told AgriPulse that industry consolidation will be a likely result of the restructured SRA.
Our hope is that we can convince Congress to kind of, if you will, change the direction of the battleship here and turn it around a little during the 2012 Farm Bill. And perhaps correct some of the overcorrection that we were given.
For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Down reporting.